Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know what time it is. A Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, right here on the Team 980. We are always live and free on the Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Janelle Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. You know I'm not riding alone. Super producer Anthony Haney with me as well, taking your calls at 301-230-0980. A heck of a lot to get to. We would call this show, in the radio world, when you got a jam-packed show like this, we say it's loaded. It is damn sure loaded, from the flow to the ceiling. I don't know if that made sense all the way, but you all pick up what I'm putting down. Big-time show coming your way here over the next 3 hours. I was supposed to join the Rooster, Chris Russell, towards the tail end of his show, but the communication of the Rooster lacking a little bit. The young pup. Wes, you've been in a couple of days now here with Chris Russell, so you're getting the full Chris Russell experience. I'm glad that you survived, is the best way that I could put it. Hopefully you all can survive this program because we got a lot to get to. The trade deadline in the National Football League is coming up on Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. What we will discuss as we roll throughout the show is, should Sunday's result impact what Washington does at the trade deadline? Simple question. You can answer it at 301-230-0980. You tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll get into that. We'll have the dean of all things DC sports, pal David Aldridge, going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour at about 5:30. Then in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm calling this getting it spicy. Because whenever you have Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora on your program, you know he's good for a bite or two. We'll get the real of how the national folks are thinking about the Washington Commanders coming up in this 6 o'clock hour. It is a Thursday, so you'll hear from the coordinators of your Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr., your defensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, your offensive coordinator. So a heck of a lot to get to. And then I know you all have been scratching and itching for it. So I'm going to scratch that itch for you tonight at about 6 o'clock. Nell Super Six Pack. My top 6 teams in the NFL as we get ready for week number 9. Can you believe that we're 9 weeks into the NFL season already? Crazy. We're already there. I'm excited about it, man. Speaking of week 9 in the National Football League, it could be the expiration date for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Because if they lose on Sunday, I put a fork in them last year. If they lose on Sunday, not only am I putting a fork in them, we may change the name of the program. It may go from the Burgundy and Gold Today to Sad as Hell Radio. That's how I'm going to feel. I thought the days of our season being over in October, our season being over before Thanksgiving, I thought we were past that with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Jayden Daniels. But according to Kevin Sheehan, the injuries have piled up. And that's the number one reason we're sitting right here, because of the injuries. We will debunk that theory as well as we roll throughout the show. I was trying to get Kevin to hop on with us, but I figured, why don't I just let you all hear his deep, dulcet tones to describe his thoughts on where things stand with the injury situation here in the nation's capital. Lucky for us, normally we get to start the program with an injury report. I don't know what's going on over there at Big Bear AI Training Facility in Ashburn, but we do not have an injury report. Yeah, it's 4:05, people. They don't give a damn about our rundown. I got injury report written smack at the top, and we can't even get to it because it hasn't been released yet. But the Commanders are back on the practice field getting ready for a huge Sunday night football game against the Seattle Seahawks, a Sunday night game which will feature the return of one Jayden Daniels. But more importantly, the biggest news, the biggest thing about Sunday night football, where we will have super producer Anthony Haney in the building with his good luck glizzies and all. But hey, if you gobbling two glizzies for a loss, brother, I just want you to know that tradition, that tradition needs to be put to bed.
First of all,
the gobbling of it is crazy. I know. First of all, just real quick, how
you got to draw the line somewhere?
How are you topping your glizzy? That just sounded crazy. But how are you topping your glizzy?
Well, no, when I engage in eating,
oh Lord, we're off the rails already.
Just ketchup, bro.
That's it.
Yeah, just I mean, some people do like to fully dress it up like it's prom or like about to say, know, Easter Sunday. That ain't my thing.
You just going out and getting the paper. That's all. You put some drawers on real quick.
I'm simple, man.
Ketchup, mustard. I do a little grilled onion bit.
But if people don't know,
I'm feeling freaky. I go chili cheese if I'm really feeling like a dog.
Oh, you're.
So here's the thing. I consider a hot dog to be a snack, first and foremost.
Is it a sandwich?
Is it a sandwich? I think anything that goes between bread is a sandwich.
Okay.
I think we discussed this.
I was curious.
I think we discussed this last year at some point.
Yeah, probably with Craig.
Yeah, that's because he knew. He was the one that discovered you were a glizzy connoisseur.
I mean, it's really a thing, though.
It
I
is.
I have not lost at Northwest Stadium under this regime when I've gotten a glizzy at halftime.
So for you to show up when we need the dub the most,
hey, look, all I'm
shout
saying,
out to you, man.
Hey, look, granted, my answer to your question might be different than the conclusion of the game on Sunday if we win.
Okay.
Just saying. Because next three Commanders home games.
Well, there we go. Obviously, must-win scenario coming up on Sunday Night Football for a multitude of different reasons. Obviously, the NFL is a special league. There are 17 weeks. Anything can happen, and anything can change on a week-in and week-out basis. But when you talk about the prospect of falling to 1-5 within the conference, I really think your season gets put on life support if you fall on Sunday Night Football. That's just the reality of the situation. That's not me trying to bring about doom and gloom. It kind of just is what it is. Now, lucky for DC, you're getting Jayden Daniels back. And I will admit, the last time we seen baby boy in prime time, it wasn't pretty. The last time we saw Jayden Daniels in prime time, tell her how T.I. is. He cost us the football game. But I will hop in the time machine several times here throughout this three-hour program. Let me take you back to the last time Jayden Daniels didn't play well in prime time. November the 14th, 2024. I turned 27 years of age on that day. Thursday Night Football against the Eagles. Fresh off of the loss to the Steelers, Jayden Daniels didn't play worth a damn. He didn't. Vic Fangio put him in a trick bag, wasn't able to diagnose coverage as well, and it led to Washington having one of their worst offensive performances of the season. The next time he was in primetime, Sunday Night Football, home finale, against the Falcons. What did he do? Strap the team to his back. So that's what I'm expecting on Sunday Night Football. I expect, not am hoping for, you see I'm very particular here with my words. I'm not hoping for a vintage Jayden Daniels performance. I am expecting a vintage Jayden Daniels performance. I don't care that Terry McLaurin's not going to be out there. I don't care that you may be without Laremy Tunsil. I have high expectations for my franchise signal caller because he showed me he can do it. Point blank. He has showed us that he can put the cape on. I was texting with Kevin Sheehan earlier this afternoon. I sent him the piece of audio that we're going to play here in this opening hour. And Kevin's response was, if he puts, he has to put the cape on Sunday. That was verbatim. I'm going to read it just to make sure I'm quoting Coach Sheehan properly. He said, look, he got to put the cape on. If he's healthy, comma, time to put the cape on, period, via Kevin Sheehan. I think he's got to put that cape on as well. What does it look like this time around? Because I'll be real, right? The weapons are a little scarce. No Terry, as we found out yesterday, DQ officially ruling him out. Noah Brown, we know, is on the mend. Deebo Samuel, you'll have him available. How healthy will he ultimately be? And then it gets to what we're going to discuss top of the 5 o'clock hour with the trade deadline. If they do lose on Sunday, man, the conversation here on radio is going to go so many different ways. I am dreading it if I'm being real. But here's the thing. I think last time Washington had their backs against the wall, when they lost 3 in a row last year, they came out swinging. I expect them to come out swinging again. And I think they came out swinging on Monday night against Kansas City. It didn't last the duration of 4 quarters. And that's okay. That's okay, because like I said all last week, Monday night football didn't matter. Monday night football wasn't do or die. Sunday night, Northwest Stadium, Art Monk, jersey retirement, it matters. It matters, it matters, it matters. Super Bowl era uniforms on display, 3 stripes and all. It matters, it matters, it matters. And I think this group has every opportunity to not only save their season, but turn their season around. I keep saying it. Despite how nasty it may feel right now, despite how terrible it may feel right now, the 2025 Washington Commanders, I continue to believe it. They're trending in the right direction. I know we've lost 3 in a row. I know the Chicago game was tough. And let's be real. If we were to beat Chicago, which we were supposed to, let's keep it a being, right? I think everything feels different right now. I think the emotional toll that the Chicago loss took on this team led to them performing poorly in Dallas. Just my thoughts. Now, maybe it's a Thursday and I'm feeling good and trying to make some excuses, but I'm just telling you how I read it here. I think Sunday Night Football, if Dan Quinn, Sergeant Slogan, as I like to call him, and by the way, when I say Sergeant Slogan, that's not a negative thing in which I'm saying. Dan Quinn could get me to run through a wall. If Dan Quinn sent me a 5-minute video, I'd probably go get my big ass in shape. He is that motivational to me. I buy what he is selling, 100%. He's got to have the right verbal cocktail on Sunday night when he's leading that pregame speech, because I need these boys ready to run through a wall. Matter of fact, I may bring in the OGs on Sunday night. I may bring in Doc Walker. I may bring in Charles Mann. I may bring in Art Monk. Bring in some champions. Some folks that got skin in the game. Some folks where it means something to them. I'm pulling out all the stops because it's do or die on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. It just is. We are still awaiting an injury report from the Washington Commanders for today's practice. Once we get it, we will divulge the news to you all. One guy that we expect to see on the injury report that was listed as a DNP yesterday is the left tackle of your Washington Commanders, Laremy Tunsil. And I bring him up not to panic, not to talk about, well, what if he doesn't play? Well, I guess so. If he doesn't play on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks, based on what we saw from Big Brandon Coleman at left tackle, I have all the confidence in the world. I do. And I know what his rookie campaign brought. Led all left tackles and sacks given up. I get it. But for him to play the way he played on Monday night, after being inactive for like 5 consecutive weeks, staying ready to keep from getting ready, I love that, man. I love that. So shout out to Brandon Coleman. They're going to need Brandon Coleman to play big coming up if he has to play on Sunday Night Football. They're going to need all hands on deck when it comes to this offensive line. Because guess what? If you're looking for a get-right game for your run game, this might not be the week. This might not be the week. The Seattle Seahawks, the best rushing defense in the National Football League in terms of yards per play, in terms of yards per game, in terms of explosive runs allowed, and in terms of touchdown runs allowed. Meaning they're number one against the run in every statistical category. I told you I'd hop in the time machine a few different times throughout the program. And do you remember the last time we were in this situation? You needed the run game to get going. Your backs were against the wall. But damn, you had a team on your schedule that literally specialized in stopping the run. Can I bring you back? It's literally the same scenario, Ant. I'm getting hype over it because I didn't even put this together till now.
Talking about the Commanders and the Bears?
No. You lost three in a row last year. Pittsburgh, Philly, Dallas. Everyone was wondering, what's wrong with the run game? How did we get the run game going? The Tennessee Titans were on the schedule. A team that had a top four rushing defense at the time, and we took that belt off, bent them over our lap, and spanked that ass. That's what I expect on Sunday Night Football. Because Dan Quinn teams have shown me, and look, I know it's a small sample size, but when our backs are against the wall and we got to have it, it don't matter who you put in front of them. They're going to find a way to get it done. That has to be the formula coming up on Sunday night. It's the exact same scenario, Ant. The exact same scenario. What were we talking about after that loss against Dallas? I put a fork in them. I ended their season right then and there. Then they rattled off what ended up being 7 in a row on their way to the conference championship. So, I say all that to say, it may feel doomy and gloomy right now, but I'm not counting these boys out because I believe in the leadership. I believe in the culture that they're trying to set. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, let's just be real here. We'll have some honesty coming up on the other side of the break. Washington, to me, simply didn't do enough to protect themselves at a certain position. I'll tell you what position and why next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's the Burgundy and Gold today. Oh, man, I tried to do another DOC impersonation. Last night, I had y'all going, man.
Hey, my bad. I really thought today was Wednesday. My bad.
It's Thursday. Meaning we'll hear from the coordinators of your Washington Commanders at some point throughout the course of this show. Myself, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Wizards basketball on tap tonight. The return of Balaukatraz. We'll talk a little bit about the D.C. family before we get out of here. Wizards in OKC taking on the Thunder. Bilal Coulibaly making his season debut. So make sure you keep it locked in the 6 o'clock hour to hear us chew a little bit on the Washington Wizards. Right now, though, I want to talk about the Washington Commanders getting geared up for a must-win game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. And as I astutely pointed out before the break, we were in this exact same scenario last year. The exact same scenario. We were in this exact same scenario last year. Backs were against the wall. You lost three in a row to Pittsburgh, Philly, Dallas. You showed some promise in the Dallas game, just like you showed some promise against Kansas City on Monday night, but you still lost. And then the very next week, when your backs were against the wall, when everyone was starting to doubt you, you had to take on a top five rushing defense in the National Football League. Similar set of circumstances coming up on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks do not play when it comes to stopping the run. They are the number one run defense in the NFL. And right now, if you were to ask me, Anthony Haney, what the biggest issue plaguing the 2025 Washington Commanders is, I would say it's their inability to run the football. That is problem number one for this team right now because of the ancillary impact that their inability to run has. We keep giving you the numbers till you're blue in the face. I don't care. They need to stick in your head. They're 30th in time of possession, people. 30th. Last year they were 7th. This operation does not work if the offense can't possess the football. And I know what some of y'all are thinking, because the numbers, they stick out like a sore thumb, talk about just how good Seattle is. They're 10th in terms of yards per game allowed. In terms of points per game allowed, they're 7th. In terms of touchdowns allowed on the entire season, they're 3rd, tied for 2nd, rather. So this defense ain't playing. They're not. Speed at all three levels. The secondary is sticky in coverage. And guess what? You'll see a lot of cover three because that's what Mike McDonald liked to do. And you'll see a lot of man-to-man. Can you beat it? That's the question. This run game, though, needs to get going in order for the Washington Commanders to have a shot, in order for them to have a shot coming up on Sunday night. But this is the exact same scenario you were in last year taking on the Titans. And what did you do to the Titans? Spanked them. I'm pulling up the box score right now. You had your best rushing performance of the season. 45 attempts. 45 attempts. 267 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not saying you got to replicate that, but there has to be a commitment to the running game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, before we get hot and heavy into Seahawks and Commanders, I think we got to take a real long look in the mirror here. As fans, as supporters of the team, even if you hate the team, we got to take a long look in the mirror and ask ourselves, did they do enough to protect themselves at the wide receiver position? Because everyone wants to point to the wide receiver spot as to why things are going sideways for the offense. You're going to be without Terry McLaurin for the 5th time this year coming up on Sunday Night Football. We've only played 8 games. You're going to be without him for the 5th time. It's tough. It is. My thing is this, though. I'm not saying that the reason that we're 3-5 is all Adam Peters' fault. I'm not. I think all parties involved, players, coaches, GMs, have played a part in why Washington's season has gone the way it has. And look, two things can be true, right? I think the injury bug has crushed this group. Austin Ekeler out for the season. Dietrich Wise out for the season. Dorrance Armstrong out for the season. Terry McLaurin's barely played. Noah Brown has barely played. Those are key contributors that you have lost. I give you that. But two things can be true, like I said. The injury bug has crushed this team. And also, Washington hasn't played well through the course of 8 weeks. Point blank. I think both of those things are true. I think the injury bug has totally ruined you, and I think you haven't executed worth a damn through 8 weeks. I want to let you all hear from our pal Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show. You can hear him weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. Kevin was pretty adamant earlier this afternoon, about the impact that the injuries have had on this team, saying that really the number one reason why they're in this spot right now is because of those injuries. Take a listen.
This year, 8 games into the season, injuries are number one on the list as to why this team is 3-5. It's not because their roster is old. Their oldest players haven't been injured, okay? Beyond, by the way, that Washington's been a very injured team, it's more than that with this particular injury situation. It's that their best players have been injured. I just gave you 11 to 12 starters who are relied upon to make major contributions that have missed games and in some cases are done for the year. The point is, it's not just been a run of injuries. It's been a run of injuries to your best players.
Kevin makes an astute point. I think the initial statement I totally agree with. I think the explanation I'm more on board with. I don't think it's the number one reason why this team is in this spot. I don't. I think their lack of execution offensively, I think the quarterback not playing at a top five level has also contributed to this. You've lost 5 games this year. Jaden has missed 2 of those games, meaning he's lost 3 times. In those 3 games in which Jaden Daniels was the starter and you lost, he didn't play well in any of those games. He didn't. Green Bay, I didn't think he played well. Chicago, I don't think he played well. When you go back, and we said this the other day, when you talk about back in August, when we spoke about why this team was going to replicate last year's success, the number one reason the conversation started and finished with this offense being a top 5 to 10 unit in the National Football League. They haven't been anywhere near that through the first 8 games. That, to me, is the biggest reason why the football team is 3-5. It's not because of the injuries, because they've had 2 major injuries on offense, Terry and Noah Brown. This is where I begin to point at the grocery picker. You should have expected all 3 of your top receivers to miss games. That's not why the team is in this spot. Because guess what? Terry didn't practice during camp. Noah didn't practice during camp. So it's not like Jaden doesn't have a rapport with Chris Morris, who he was throwing to in the summer. Luke McCaffrey is who he was throwing to during the summer. Jalen Lane is who he was throwing to during the summer. So I can't hear this excuse of, oh, the receiver position just crushed him. No. It's not that the receiver position is crushed them. I don't think they did a good enough job building their wide receiver room. And this was a conversation that we were having back in August. We're having this conversation back in August. This isn't anything new. I want you to begin to line up on the phones, though, man. 301-230-0980. I'm going to ask the question as straightforward as I possibly can. Is it fair to direct some of the blame in the direction of general manager Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome injuries, or does he deserve a pass because it's year 2 of the rebuild? 301-230-0980 is the number. Is it fair to point blame in the direction of AP because of the injuries, or does he deserve a pass because it's year 2? 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, I will go into detail about why Washington did not do nearly enough to protect themselves at wide receiver. That is next. I don't know what the hell has gotten into Anthony Haney and why we're coming back to the notorious B.I.G. What, you think it's a Wednesday?
I'm hungover from the
Seriously, you must have gotten too much of the D.O.C. yesterday. 301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. I want you to line up on the phones to answer this at 301-230-0980. Is it fair to point some blame in the direction of Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome the injuries, or does he deserve a pass because it is year two. I want to talk about the wide receiver group in particular. And I know Chris Russell just walked back in studio. And I just heard you, Rooster Man, talking with DMT about the wide receiver room. DMT meaning the Double Mint Twins. I'm an acronym king as well, Chris Russell. So here's my thing, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this. Yes, it is year two of the reboot. I totally understand that. But I think good executives, good GMs, which I think Adam Peters is, I think they plan for the worst. I think they look at the track record of guys that they sign, and they provide insurance for those guys. Terry McLaurin, you knew he was in the midst of a holdout. So you had to think, well, maybe, just maybe, we're not going to get the top-tier production out of our guy who gave us 14 touchdowns and 1,100 yards last year. Deebo Samuel, you traded for. I think he's been a godsend. But you should know that throughout the course of his career, he cannot play 17 games. He's proven it. Noah Brown hasn't been able to stay healthy throughout the entirety of his career. Your insurance for those guys was, to me, Luke McCaffrey taking a big step in year number two, Jalen Lane being a contributor and not dropping every other pass that gets thrown his way. But then you signed guys like Chris Moore. You signed guys like Michael Gallup. You signed guys like KJ Osborne. That's not the type of insurance you needed for these receivers. You needed Blue Cross Blue Shield. You needed Kaiser Permanente. Name your top-tier insurance company. You needed Allstate. You needed Geico. You ended up with Medicaid at wide receiver. That's not the insurance that you needed to provide for this bunch. And that's why I look at Adam Peters and go, hey, man, you do wear some of this blame because you picked these guys at wide receiver. And I don't think, and in hindsight, right, it's easy to play Thursday morning general manager, right? It's easy to second guess the decisions after the fact. But damn, you really were relying on Noah Brown and Deebo Samuel to stay healthy all year long? And if they weren't going to stay healthy, you thought Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, and Chris Moore were going to get it done? I would have much rather you spent the $9 million that it would have cost you to keep De'Ami Brown. I would have much rather you coughed up $2.6 million guaranteed to go get a Keenan Allen. But you didn't. 301-230-0980 is the number. Is it fair to direct some blame in the direction of Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome injury? Josh Connerly Jr., I love him. I think he ultimately turns into a good player, I hope. But did you need to go tackle at 27th overall when Donovan Ezeraku, who has played sparingly for Dallas, was out there for you? See, it's easy, like I said, to play Thursday morning general manager. I get it. But to me, like, I have to challenge what Kevin Sheehan said. I don't think the injury bug is the number one reason why this team is 3-5. I think it's this offense's inability to be the top five, the top 10 unit we expected. They're not being that. I think last year, this offseason in August, when you asked folks why they were going to replicate last year's success, the conversation started and finished with this offense being a top five, the top 10 unit in the NFL. They have been anything but that through the first 8 weeks of the season, and I think Adam Peters is more to blame for that than anybody else. 301-230-0980 is the number. Vince is in Accokeek, wants to chime in. What's up, Vince?
Hey, man, what's up, man?
What's going on?
No. I called you earlier this week. You're literally saying what I said to you earlier this week. Like, this was my whole call. You was asking me, did I believe that the defense was on the uptick? And I was like, well, man, I can't even BS you. That ain't what I called here for. Literally went in on AP. No, he gets no pass. This was the golden boy. This was the everybody in the world wanted this GM. This is the GM that you want. This is the GM that was groomed by all the great franchises that he was with. Denver, the Ravens, the Patriots. This was supposed to be Mr. GM. If he didn't have the foresight to know that Noah Brown was going to break before the season started, then we didn't already fail. Everybody knew Noah Brown was going to break. He barely got lucky last year, and he didn't break the normal way that he breaks. He had an internal injury. Either way, he still found a way to get injured. Like you said, would have much rather signed De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown could have definitely helped us through the stretch when Terry was gone. Forget when Terry was gone through the regular season. De'Ami Brown could have gave our DBs real looks in training camp. Like, biggest thing, you was dead. Training camp, DBs ain't getting no real look. They look so great, but are they really that good? Because they ain't getting no look. Like you said, Keenan Allen, $2.6 million. And I will come back to square one. If you were going to cave and give Terry the $30 million he wanted at the end of the day, he should have been able to get it at the beginning of the offseason.
Yeah.
In freaking February. Like, this is on AP.
Totally.
I called during the training camp season, and I said this. I said, if Adam Peters makes anybody have to have a conversation about Terry McLaurin's contract, he has failed us as a GM.
Appreciate the call as always, Vince. We got a lot more racked up. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. If you're in the car listening, you want to chime in, get at us, 301-230-0980. The question is this: is it fair to direct some blame in the direction of GM Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome the injuries? Or does he get a pass because it's year number two? Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the dean of all things D.C. sports, David Aldridge, going to join us. We'll ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Line up on the phones at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Question is this: is it fair to direct some blame in the direction of Commanders GM Adam Peters for Washington's inability to overcome the injuries, or does he deserve a pass because it is year number two? 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to play something from Cliff Kingsbury a little bit later on in the show, because he was asked a very direct question does he think that the team has someone right now on the team that can stretch the field vertically? And he mentioned Noah Brown as being a guy that could do that. He mentioned Terry McLaurin as a guy that's able to do that. But those guys, both on the mend right now. So to me, like, there are problems at wide receiver. And I think the best way that I can put it, I just don't know. And I get it, right? You can't fill every hole in an offseason, but I do think you can have depth at every better depth at every position based on the money you had. I'm not asking you to commit multi-year contracts to some of these free agents. That's not at all what I was asking. But like when I look at the wide receivers in free agency, and I'm harping on the wide receiver spot because that's every time I hear people talk about this offense and why it's not this and why it's not that, y'all keep pointing the wide receiver and saying, you don't have any weapons. It's not that at all. They don't have what was the other thing that we keep hearing? There's not enough time on task together. Well, now there is. These are the same receivers talking about Chris Moore, Jay Lane, Luke. These are the guys he was throwing to in camp. Why? Because Terry wasn't available. Because Noah Brown wasn't available. So the fact that he don't got a rapport with him, that just means they ain't doing their damn job. Everyone wants to ask, well, why doesn't Jalen Lane play more? Why doesn't Luke McCaffrey play more? I'll give you a little bit of insight on both of those two guys. For Jalen Lane in particular, I think you all see it with two eyes just like I do. The hands are inconsistent. It is what it is to this point. He does not consistently come down with the football. Also, remember against Dallas, there were two passes toward the right sideline that Jayden Daniels one-hopped, it looked like. That's Jayden throwing to a spot and the wide receiver not being at the spot, which is why you saw Fox pan to Bobby Engram on the sideline and he was saying all types of expletives because guys aren't doing their job. The fact that Washington is having to rely on two young wide receivers in Luke and Jalen Lane is tough. It's tough. Now, for Sunday against Seattle, I mean, Chosen Anderson to me, man. Hey, Robbie Chosen Anderson, whatever the hell he's going to be for the rest of the year, I want to see him get some targets. Because when he played against Dallas, led the team in receptions, and was the best wideout on the field. I need to see him more. I just do. Now, we'll see if Treylon Burks gets called up off the practice squad coming up this weekend, but I think the biggest issue plaguing the team right now is not the injuries. It's the fact that this offense, we were sold this bill of goods that they were going to be a top 10 unit, and they're not. And that doesn't have much to do with the injuries, in my opinion at least. 301-230-0980 is the number Vaughn wants to chime in. What's up, Vaughn?
Thanks for taking my call in there.
Yes, sir.
I am going to agree with you with the mindset of general manager taking some of the blame because of the history of a couple of the players, as far as the injury is concerned. But I also want to give him a benefit of the doubt because I think last year was a little bit deceiving. And I think every general manager taking on a whole organization and putting his print on it gets a little bit of learning curve in this new regime right here. And they make adjustments as, year to year. And you've seen other teams do that, like Philly and Detroit. But I agree with you on the other end, that Detroit had a whole bunch of injuries last year too, and they still was able to win some games.
That's the tough part, and I appreciate the call, Vaughn. My thing and why it's honestly on my behalf, it's on my part rather, it's unfair to compare Washington to Detroit and Seattle. It is. To Detroit rather and San Francisco. Those are two programs that have been established for 3 and 4 years now. They have had the time to build the floor of their roster. I don't think Washington's been able to do that yet. But when you have the second most cap space in the NFL, you can put together a better roster than this. I'm sorry. That's just the bottom line for me. I'm not asking you to give out a bunch of multi-year contracts and mortgage your financial flexibility moving forward, but you could have brought in Keenan Allen. He signed for $3 million, bro.
Coming off the year he had in Chicago, are you
willing to bring him in? It's better than Noah. I'm talking about bringing him in as depth, though, Ant. Not to start. As depth? De'Ami Brown signed for $8 million guaranteed. You couldn't have bit the bullet on the $8 million? Or did the negotiation go sour with his agent, too, and your butt hurt? Alameda Zacchaeus. You telling me you couldn't have brought him back? Or did the negotiation go sour with his agent too and your butt hurt? Remember the report that came out that Adam Peters was a little prickly during the negotiations with Terry McLaurin? He is a brutal, hard-ass negotiator. I don't want that to get us in trouble, because there's no reason you opted to go with KJ Osborne, Mike Gallup. Like, come the hell on, man. And here's the thing. The guys you cut, they're not even on anyone else's roster or practice squad. Why? Because they suck. Point blank. That's my frustration with this. You could have did better there. You could have did better at defensive end. And I know hindsight is 20/20, right? And maybe the money dictated this. Okay. I hate that stuff is coming down to money. I would rather have Za'Darius Smith than Von Miller. Now, I know he retired. I know the way it went in Philly. Hindsight, right? They're just, even the down to DeMarcus Lawrence, bro. You have the money. I'm not saying give out long-ass multi-year deals. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying you could have filled the hole for this offseason, for this year.
We had so many holes, though, Linnell. We had so many holes. And offensive line, D-line, like, we had so many holes. So guess what they decided to do? All right, we're going to take a chance here at right tackle. We're going to take a chance here, bringing in Debo. We're going to take a chance here, re-signing some of the guys that help.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
And I get it. It's easy to question the pick because the play has been inconsistent. If you redraft this team and redraft the first round, are you picking Josh Connelly at 27?
Bro, hindsight is 20/20, Linnell. Come on. What are we
doing? You didn't need a right tackle at the time. You have Andrew Wiley here under contract that didn't give up one sack last year. He wasn't some glaring issue. I just didn't.
He had a lot of penalties with him last year.
He did, and he also is the beneficiary
and same thing with Josh Connelly right now. He is, I want to say he's tied, or no, he's third in the league right now with penalties, which isn't good, but he's also a rookie. And guess what? We need to build guys up. We need to build.
We need to build.
So
we do.
I'm not upset with the swing that we took at right time. I'm not.
I would have rather taken that swing at defensive end.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But you're also saying that after we've lost three defensive ends, guys that we were brought in to play, have impact on the season. Like, this is what you're saying. All of this is in hindsight.
But in
bro.
Reality, what position is more of a premium position? Right tackle or edge?
Okay, and what edge was available at, when did we pick, 29?
27, I think. 29, 27, one of the two.
What
edge was available that we could have went
with? That's dominating right now.
I'm not asking, but also.
Mike Green?
Mike Green's not getting the snaps.
Mike Green looks solid.
Mike Green looks solid. He's not getting the snaps.
He's coming on third down also.
Donovan Ezeraku is second in pressures amongst the rookies behind Abdul Carter. Could have taken him. You could have made the trade up to go get a guy. But hindsight is 20/20. I want to get back to the calls because we can have this conversation all day. Is it fair to point some direction? I'm not saying put it all on him, but y'all act like the man wears Teflon. Like there's nothing bad you can say about anything that he's done. That crowd of people, I couldn't disagree with more. He's not above evaluation, y'all.
I think there's merit to what you're saying, but there's also merit to what I'm thinking and saying.
Yes, totally. That's the beautiful thing about Sports Talk Radio, man. Bill wants to chime in. What's up, Bill? Bill.
Am I on?
Bill, you're on. You're on, kid. What's up, man? How are you, man?
Oh, man. It's hard to match your passion. But let me just real fast echo the fact that it is absolutely 100% the GM. If they fire the OC, no. It's the GM's fault. He's the architect. When Beathard built the champion, he built it through the draft. So we got to give this guy time. Maybe Connelly was a waste. But like you said, there was a lot of holes. But you also had cap.
That's
you
my
knew
thing.
You needed a defensive end. You did nothing. And you could have pulled. I mean, there were some wonderful receivers out there. But the injuries, not only Monk and Samuel, but Eckler was a
oh, wow. Hey, look, Bill, I can tell you from the old school, that was a hell of a compliment you just gave Terry McLaurin, calling him Art Monk. But I agree, he is our Art Monk. I agree. I pick up what you did there. I see what you did.
I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Your no, you good, Bill.
Is unparalleled.
Bill, I rock with you just like you rock with me, man. 301-230-0980. Real quick, Commanders draft picks for 2026. First round pick, third round pick, fifth round pick, 2 6th and a 7th. You talk about building through the draft. Where? Has he hit on any of the late round picks yet to this point outside of Bill? He hit on Bill in the 7th. He hit on Javonte Jean-Baptiste in the 7th. I would call that a hit, but he's struggling to stay healthy. I just am saying, man, look, I don't want to jump ahead to the offseason too quickly, but
I think Jalen Lane was a solid addition. He was brought in to be our primary punt returner.
And
he has one punt return on the season, and he looks damn good at it.
So he's also muffed two punts, but we recovered him, so it's water under the bridge, right? But he's also,
yeah, he returned one too.
Yeah, he did against the Raiders, okay. Who suck. But the bottom line is, he was also brought in to be insurance at wide receiver, and I think he's just not ready to be an NFL wide receiver at this point.
I don't think they really carved out a role for him to have an immediate impact at wide receiver.
He got plenty of reps during camp because the other guys weren't there.
Yeah, you're right. They were not there. But again, that wasn't their plan.
It's just
how the card fell.
What Lil Wayne say on that one joint with Rick Ross, John Lennon? Prepare for the worst, but still praying for the... You know what I meant.
Yeah.
301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, we're going to switch gears here a little bit. The trade deadline coming up Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. A lot of on the phones for this. Should Sunday night football against Seattle, should that outcome dictate what the Commanders do at the deadline? We'll take your calls and chew on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.